Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Morag Barrett is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Morag is a new friend. She's the founder and the CEO of SkyTeam, which is an international human resources consulting organization, consulting and leadership development company. She's the author of a new book, Cultivate, The Power of Winning Relationships, just out right now. We're literally launching it on the show. And she's our new friend, Morag Barrett. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for inviting me to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. I'm glad you joined us. Congratulations on the new book.
Thank you. I think the ink is still slightly drying. It's officially out on Monday.
Well, good for you. Well, I've got one just about a month ahead of you. And
this is
my third one, but I tell men, Morag, that writing and publishing a book is as close as we'll ever come to birthing a baby. What do you think?
Less stretch marks.
There you go. Well said. Hey, Morag, yes. what are some of the big human resources issues that you see today out there with companies that you feel are unique to our time?
Well, there's certainly, your listeners have probably heard about the demographic time bomb that is facing many of my company clients in the next few years.
Right.
What we mean by that is
our demographic experts have reported on this many times, the Japanese issue, the European issue especially, and that sort of thing. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, so just in the next few years, it's just the number of people who are moving closer to being able to retire, or at least having the option to retire, and the younger workforce coming behind who may not necessarily have the years of experience to necessarily step straight into those shoes. So a lot of my clients are looking at creative ways of how do they retain that knowledge and expertise mm-hmm. in their companies whilst accelerating the learning for those who are following on behind.
So So what you're saying is they've got more people retiring than are in some. Now this is not true in the United States. This is not the case. We got lots of folks that are capable that are coming on board. Now whether they're capable or not is another thing. But in other countries, it's not a matter of capability. They just aren't. The human beings aren't there, are they?
No, and I think that same demographic time bomb is going to be facing the U.S. as well, because the number of young adults who are lining up to join the workforce are less than the number of those who are reaching retirement age. Now, whether
right.
or not people choose to retire is a whole different question.
Is that what some of the companies are having to do right now? Is in especially in other countries, is encourage their retirees to hang on a little longer and not lose that brain trust?
Yes, and that is entirely one of the options open to them.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the other things that you're seeing out there?
The other things that I'm seeing, obviously, we've come through a tough few economic years, and
mm-hmm.
we're not necessarily through it easily yet. And unfortunately, one of the first things that tends to get cut is an investment in leadership and executive development. And it's all hands on deck to survive that. And what I'm seeing is certainly an increased demand for how do we increase the collaboration and teamwork across our company? How do we get leaders and teams working more effectively together? And
When people who own real estate go through tough times where occupancy is down and income is not as high, they defer maintenance, and you can drive around and see a building where the signage is not looking good, the paint is not fresh, et cetera, et cetera. That's called deferred maintenance. When you buy a building, one of the things you look for is deferred maintenance, things that haven't been kept up to date that are going to have to be fixed all at once. This is what's happening in corporate America, isn't it? Deferred employee maintenance.
Yeah, and I love that analogy, Jim. You've nailed it there with that description.
Yeah, and I'm seeing it, and it manifests as a casualty list among the people, doesn't it?
Sorry, it manifests itself
as a casualty list. These are real human beings. They breathe air and they bleed, don't they? And so
they do.
Go ahead.
Well, they do, and I think in my work with leaders around the world, it boils down to all of us want to be able to contribute the best work we can at work, and
right.
to be heard and to be treated with respect. And what I see time and time and over is that when we do that deferred maintenance approach, when we don't invest in the human element of our teams, then business really does suffer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it happens with our relationship with customers. But now the good news for small businesses is if there is any employee deferred maintenance, it doesn't take that long, and it's not that expensive to catch up. What do you recommend we do? What are some things we can do to sort of spiff up our teams?
To spiff up and dust off our team, the most simple action you can do is to get your team around the table and have a conversation. And I talk in my book about six critical questions for cultivating ally relationships. Here are three that your listeners can have now, use when you get to the office today, and I promise it will make a difference. And it's not rocket science.
All right.
So are you ready, Jim?
Yes,
sir. Here are the three questions. What's working? What's not working? And what's one thing I as the team leader or one thing that we as a team can do differently that will help ensure our success? And you ask those three questions and you will start the conversation and the dialogue around how do we get our work done, not just what do we need to get done.
So you're saying get everybody in the room. Get a poster board up on the front or a marking board of some kind and literally write those things down. What's working, what's not working, and what was the third one?
And what's one thing that we can do differently improve our success?
You're saying write those things down. Nothing is sacred in this meeting, is it?
No, that's right. Get all the ideas out. Now, writing it down and having the conversation is just the first step. You then have to do something with it. So be prepared to start taking action. But it can be as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes a difference to the business and to the team and to your individual career success.
Now, you know, the only thing harder for a small business owner and their team to do than put that meeting together is following up on the truth that they get from their employees, believing what they're being told. What do you think?
Yes. Well, that's why everybody isn't doing it.
That's right.
They forget.
Because they're in denial. The denial is not just a river in Egypt, is it? Hey, Morag, give us your website, please, quickly.
It is SkyTeam, SkyeTeam.com.
Check it out. Quick break. Right back with Morag Barrett. We're going to talk about the generations. After these messages, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.